Hello and welcome back to Almost Goddess Podcast. Thank you so much for being here and thank you for joining me in today's episode. So a little life update and something that I want to share for the past few weeks is that I went to a retreat with myself in my mom's house in my own bedroom. I don't know, for some reason, I went there for a week. And I have plans, creative plans to do. But then when I'm there, I'm not sure if this is just a comfort zone or a reset that I really needed in my life. Or a reset that I didn't think I needed. So when I was there, I have all these creative plans to do, but I am just enjoyingly sitting in a corner reading a book, playing with my dog, and favorite drinks on hand, kombucha, or coffee, or matcha. I am just in my flow, in my pleasure flow of reading. I am romanticizing my life at that moment. Have you ever felt that feeling on a certain area of your house, a certain spot at a coffee shop or something? It's my first time to do it in a way that it feels pleasurable for me. Guilt-free, no shame, embracing the moment, and just going with the slowness of the moment. I don't know how do you call it, if it's classified, if it's qualified as hygge, a moment of hygge by the Danish people. But I love it. I love the experience. And then following this week, I have this stomach pain that has been bothering me for like 4 or 3 days ago upon recording this. It started with bloating and ended up in an ulcer. I don't know if what I did wrong, maybe too much kombucha, too much apple cider on my drinks. I'm not sure what had happened there, or a mix of stress and sleepless nights. Just, it's a signal for me to improve and reset my gut health. It's one of my main focus for the year. And I'm here struggling to heal my gut health, which is one thing that I'm working on over the years. My bloating has been a challenge. My ulcer has been a challenge, especially on stressful times. Mind you, when I was reviewing for my board exam, I was taking antacid for like 3 times a day. That's how stressful I am. So it's a good reminder for me to have a better look at what I'm eating and what I'm putting on my body. So it's also a good reminder for all of you to just check what's going on with your body. Check how do you feel. Check your energy levels and stress levels. And to see where you are at physically, mentally, socially. How is your vitality level at this point? So now let's go straight in today's episode. So in today's episode, I want to talk about loneliness and how can we navigate through loneliness. Loneliness for me is a gap of social connection. And also it started many years ago during ancient time. I read this in the book Sapiens by Yuval Harari, that community, sense of belongingness started with the sapiens, with the people who live in this earth thousands and thousands of years ago. So community is very important back then, that you need to belong in a single community for you to survive. Like the quote that says, no one is an island. So that speaks everything. You need community, regardless of what community it is. You need connections, family, community, friends. Community online and offline, with hobbies, with religious communities, anything that will give you a sense of belongingness, regardless if it's a good or bad influence. Because let's be honest, there are times in our life that we belong in a social group, though we don't totally agree of their belief, of their actions. It's not in alignment with our values, but through peer pressures, through pressure of belongingness, we are staying on those social group just to have this sense of belongingness, because it's been on our DNA. It's also in our Maslow's hierarchy of needs that we need this sense of belongingness. But the thing is, it is not 100% guaranteed that it's for your own growth. It is not 100% guaranteed that it's for your own personal, social, career growth. But then, over the years of you seeing yourself, as you get more self-aware, you get to discern which group do you want yourself to belong with. There will be a moment in your life wherein you will just wake up one day and realize that you don't belong. You don't belong in this group, though you want yourself to belong, but then your values didn't align anymore. There will be a moment in your life wherein you feel like you don't belong anymore in this kind of communities or social group or even family. Let's be honest. Because we are no longer aligned with those values that they share. Our values have changed. We change. So there will be a part of us that it's a time to part ways. It's a time to seek another group where we share the same value. So if no one else told you this, let me be the one to tell you that if you feel like your values no longer align with these people, no longer align with this social group, with this community, you are free to walk away. Even though you have that agreement, at some point you need to walk away for your own growth, for your own happiness, for your own sense of belongingness at that point. So I'm giving you the permission slip. I'm handing it to you now, this permission slip for you to walk away. I know it's heartbreaking to do this. It's heartbreaking to take a different path. You know what? It's better to be lonely at some point in your life than to be with the wrong people who drains your energy, who affects your values, who are no longer in alignment with the person you want to become. You can just be that person who can wait. Your tribe is waiting for you. Soon enough, you will find those people who are you in aligned with. Believe me. I've been in several friendship groups wherein I just need to be there for the sake of obligation. Because I just feel like I need to be, even though I'm not happy with them anymore. But as soon as I realize that we no longer share the same values, I didn't walk away like, goodbye, friends. I will not share with you my time anymore and everything. I will leave this group. No, I did it slowly. I slowly walk away from friends group because I no longer share the same values. After that, I'm lonely, to be honest. But then I found better friends. I found better people to share my values with, to share my dreams, to share what I'm working on, and to be the person that I want to become. That is just a cycle, if you will. Because staying in a place, a group, a community that drains you, it's not worth it. You know, it's not worth your energy. It's not worth your time. Use those time to enjoy yourself. Use those time to date yourself, to nurture yourself, and to give more time with yourself. So if you're allotting like 2 hours to be in this social group in a week, use that 2 hours to explore your creativity. Go to the beach alone. Go to a painting class, to a pottery class, anything that explores your energy, anything that explores your creativity for the better. And you never know, you might find those tribes on those artistic community. Just keep opening doors for yourself. If the doors are all closed, find a window. So how do we navigate through loneliness? How do we even navigate through loneliness? First, you need to acknowledge that you're lonely. You need to be honest with yourself that you are going through this emotion. See how your body feels. See how your energy feels and just hold space for yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. Don't feel guilty or shame that you walk away from these people and now you're lonely. No. I ask you to acknowledge. Be honest with yourself. Respect yourself. And embrace that these too shall pass. This is just a season of my life that I need to go through. There are lessons that I can learn from this season of my life. So next is you might want to connect with a trusted people. Someone who you trusted the most. May it be family or friends or your therapist. Talk to them what you're going through. Not because you want their opinion or if your ego plays on this party, pity yourself. You are just sharing them your experience so that it gives you, the more that you're acknowledging this story, the more that you're seeing yourself on a different mirror. So if you're sharing this to someone that you trusted with, they could share some insights that you are clouded to see because you focus on the fact that you're lonely. They could give you a different perspective. They could give you a different lens of what you're going through at the moment. So find that one person. Or you can just find one stranger on the street and you feel like sharing your story. Hey, how are you? And if they ask you how, I feel like lonely today and mind if I share my story? Mind if we hang out for a moment? And see. Explore what happened. See for yourself how it will change your perspective, how it will change your energy, how it will change the way you see things and the way you see life. So when you feel lonely, even though you belong to a certain group at the moment, you might want to explore another communities, another social group, or another people to belong yourself with. Try to go out with them. Try to join their activities. Volunteer. Because you don't know what will those experiences bring you. And that might be the medium for you to be connected with the people that you want. Explore activities on your hobbies, on the things that you like. Say, for example, for me, in all my yoga journey, I feel so lonely. None of my friends are joining me on my yoga classes. But then one time, I attended a yoga event and I met a friend that I truly connected with. We are connecting with yoga, with astrology, with spirituality. Someone I didn't expect I will find on those events. But set your intentions that you will do some connections on that event. When they ask me what is my intention on attending that certain yoga event, I've been honest. I told them, I'm here to make connections. How are you? My name is Rivea Wanda. Nice to meet you all. I hope to connect with you. We don't have social activities during that yoga event. But then after that, I get to connect with one person. One person that changes my relationship with people. That changes my spiritual growth because she's ahead of me in her spiritual journey and I get to learn from her. I get to be inspired by her because she is someone that I look up to. She is someone that I admire because of the things that she do. You never know. You never know what this event will soon give you, what this experiences will give you. So you might notice that there is adjustment of the lighting because just the sun just following me at this time of the day. But anyway, let's go back to the episode. And lastly, like what I've said, enjoy the solitude. Find solitude within yourself. Loneliness and solitude is two different things. Loneliness is something that has been thought negatively by the society. That loneliness is an emotion that will give you a negative connotation on the society. But they forget to acknowledge solitude. Solitude is like a positive term for loneliness. Because solitude is a time for yourself, a time for you to explore what's going on your mind, on your body. It's a time for yourself. And it is one thing that you need to explore if you're not finding any solitude yet in your life. Even though you have family, friends, your own kids, a moment of solitude with yourself will change the trajectory of your mindset, will change how you perceive life. Because the moment that you find solitude with yourself, it will give you comfort. It will give you trust with yourself. It will give you love for yourself. It can be the beginning of self-love. It can be the beginning for you to appreciate yourself. It can be the beginning for you to see your worth. So I encourage you to find solitude out of your life. I encourage you to find groups that's worth it, that's worth of your time and energy. I encourage you to be with people who encourages you, who inspires you to grow and improve your life. And I encourage you to find community wherein your values are in alignment, and communities that will surely, surely give more value, that will surely give more value to your life and will appreciate and respect whatever you are in this journey. That is it for today's episode. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining me in today's episode. Please say hi on Instagram at RoveaWanda. You can watch the video of this episode on YouTube. And please don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or rate me on Spotify. Please send this episode to a friend or to someone who you think needed to hear this message. Thank you so much for joining me in today's episode. I hope that you're living your life with magic and wonderful surprises. See you again next Wednesday for another episode of Almost Goddess Podcast.